Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count on radio.
Whoa.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but a word of caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
On top of a pizza, all covered with cheese, I saw my first meatball till somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table.
Oh, that's the great Dick Biondi. Boy, we're going to play the entire song at the end of our show today, and it's a classic. His singing voice is second to none.
And this segment today is The Crowning Touch.
One night, while watching Wheel of Fortune and trying to figure out why Vanna White could possibly be worth her $10 million a year salary. Amazing.
I know.
And what, Pat makes $15 million, I think?
And he talks more. Wow. He does more than she does. She just pushes the buttons.
Man, I tell you.
She pushes my buttons, let me tell you.
$10 million, I work way too hard for my money. Although $10 million is close to my salary here, so I really shouldn't complain.
You're so funny.
Nancy's treat of gummy bears suddenly turned crunchy.
Yeah, gummy bears aren't crunchy.
Well, her quick little blonde brain thought that's not supposed to be the way. So she started sticking her fingers in her mouth in a gooey blob to, find out what the heck was going on.
I know.
It was not a pretty sight.
No, it was sticky, too.
To her dismay, she realized it was one of her crowns that came off her tooth.
Aren't I lucky?
That usually means big bucks.
It does.
Oh, well. Good thing she didn't swallow it. That's one good thing. But this brings up a good question. If you swallow a crown and had to retrieve it the next morning, would you let the dentist re-glue it into your mouth? Think about it.
I don't know. It's a lot of money.
But I don't think there's enough disinfectant in the world to let him put that crown back in my mouth. But think about it, people. And we actually like to take a survey. So if you want to answer this question, email us at thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And we'd like to know your comments. Which is more important, the money or what's in your mouth, knowing where it's been?
Address it to Jim, please.
And what it's been through. Nancy had a little paper cup next to her on the table, and she plopped the crown in there for safekeeping. Because you don't want to use it, because with any luck, it could be re-glued.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. Unfortunately, the next morning, still half asleep, she threw the cup and its contents into the garbage.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I did that. I was trying to be so careful. Put it in the cup. I always take the cup in the kitchen and, put it away for my next morning's pills and stuff, or night's pills.
So we're sitting on our recliners watching the morning news, sucking on a cup of coffee. All of a sudden, the caffeine kicks in and she realizes what she has done. With lightning speed, she jumped up and started rummaging through the coffee grounds, eggshells, and the table scraps that would gag a raccoon in the garbage. Why is it whenever you lose something in the garbage, it's not on the day when there's little paper scraps or something. It's all the gooey, disgusting,
I know,
sloppy stuff.
And it's so tiny, the tooth, So it's like, How are you going to find in a big bag of garbage that was going to go out that morning into the garbage can outside?
And another thing, too, why does it always go to the bottom of the bag?
I know.
You know, it couldn't be on top where the coffee grounds were. It couldn't be in that.
And because you could see the white crown then with the brown coffee grounds.
We had to empty that entire garbage bag. And there it was, lo and behold, at the bottom, like a little buried treasure.
You saw it.
But a quick rinse under the tap, and off we went to the dentist.
Because my garbage isn't disgusting. I wouldn't put it in my mouth if I had to wait the next day to get it.
Well, even going through the garbage, I think, is better than realizing the trip that crown had to make if you swallowed it. No.
Well, I went to the dentist, and the crown was cleaned, but only because I said they were going to just glue it in. I says, no.
I says,
I threw it in the garbage, and it was all the way. My garbage was full, packed. It was going out that morning. I says, it was all the way on the bottom of my garbage. I says, you got to clean it. Oh, so they sanitized it and cleaned it as good as they could and glued it back on. I came home with a throbbing headache and garbage breath. Just kidding. So to soothe my frazzled nerves, we decided to get one of my favorite pizzas. So off we went to Moretti's in Lake in the Hills. Since we haven't been there for over a year because of COVID, we did notice a change in the dining room. All the booths have been replaced by tables, which opened up the dining area.
It did. It opened up, and it's amazing how much more room between, you know, people sitting that there was with just taking the booths out. I don't know how they did it, but
I don't know, but it makes it look nicer, you know, open.
Yeah. In our opinion, there are two restaurants that have exceptional fried calamari.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and the other is Moretti's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are on opposite ends of the spectrum, let's be honest. But the calamari at Ruth Chris is unbelievable.
Oh, God, is it?
There's some sort of a sweet hot sauce that they put on
it. Top?
Oh,
it keeps the calamari crisp yet.
Yeah, and it is awesome. And surprisingly, right next to that is Moretti's.
I know.
It's really good. It's not chewy, has a good coating on it. It's not oily. Because let's be honest, we can't keep going to Ruth Chris's for just every time we want calamari.
Especially now.
Yeah.
They closed the one on Higgins and 59.
Oh, I wonder why they did that.
I don't know. Maybe you couldn't make it through COVID.
So where are we going to go?
Well, we could go to the Rosemont one.
Yeah.
Or we can go to Biloxi, Mississippi in the Hard Rock Cafe, in the Hard Rock Casino and Resort, and they have a Ruth's Chris there.
Okay, we'll go there.
Okay.
Good idea.
And then I can have fun.
Okay.
Because
maybe Rosemont would be cheaper.
Well, it would be. But then we're near Rivers Casino, too. Because of this, when the waiter came to our table, we immediately ordered the fried calamari, $10.99. It was served with cocktail sauce and spicy remoulade sauce. They never let us down. The calamari was tender, lightly breaded, golden brown morsels that were absolutely delicious, and now I'm getting a taste for it.
I know, we're recording this right before lunchtime.
I know.
Starting to get hungry.
Moretti's offers a variation on their thin crust pizza, which we can't pass up. It is their Asiago stuffed crust pizza, which is a thin crust pizza with provolone cheese rolled into the outer crust. It is then brushed with garlic butter and topped with Asiago cheese for a $4 upcharge.
I think that's what really makes it, is that Asiago cheese on top. Because, you know, a lot of people make a stuffed crust pizza with one cheese or another in the crust. But that Asiago with the little garlic butter on
top. And the garlic butter. Both of those together make it.
It is a totally different taste.
I know.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, my mouth is watering now.
Yeah.
Stop that. Okay, so we ordered the 16-inch pepperoni pizza, total $24.79 with the upcharge included.
Because you can never have too much leftover pizza.
You can't.
Nope.
The Asiago cheese gives it a totally different taste, So try it. You'll see what we mean when you try it. It is really good.
Trust us on this one.
You might change.
Note, this restaurant is handicap accessible, and Tuesday night is half-price pizza night.
Yeah, did we go Tuesday? No, because my crown didn't come off on a Tuesday.
Well, you could have swallowed it, and we could have waited a day. All right? So there's that.
That there is.
Nancy's headache seemed to melt away like the cheese on the pizza. I couldn't resist that.
We love our cheesy lines.
Yeah. I have to admit that Moretti's always has served us consistently tasty pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They're always right
it's
on the
money. The only one we ever get there.
Yeah.
That's what we love. That and calamari.
Yep. Exactly.
Calamari. Whoa. Okay. The cost for our crowning achievement was $38.64. Me telling the dentist.
Yeah.
Jim was the one who threw my crown in the garbage. Priceless.
Thank you very much.
Do you think I wanted to think I'm an idiot? I saved it in my cup and then in the next day I'm throwing it in the garbage?
I can picture you in the dentist's office, you know, and they're asking how it happened. Oh, my idiot husband threw it in the garbage.
I did. I said my moron husband threw
Same
it in the
thing.
Garbage.
Thank you very much.
And then you had to go to him in a couple of weeks to get your teeth cleaned. Good thing you didn't talk to the dentist. You just talked to the hygienist.
You want
so, my love.
What, you want my take?
What's your take on this restaurant?
Don't give me a take on a dentist. The calamari was outstanding, and we took home half the pizza for leftovers.
Mm-hmm. We always do. We always get a big one.
You know what else is my favorite?
Hmm.
Cold pizza for breakfast.
Ugh.
It is so good.
Just throw it in a frying pan and get the crust crunchy again and have it heated. It's awful cold.
No, cold sausage pizza is the best.
Ugh.
Oh. Mm. What's your take, Toots?
When having a bad day, you need comfort food like pizza. And you know, with me, I love garlic. So garlic on top, you know, because they put that brush of garlic on my dough on top of that. Mm-hmm. So that was perfect for my day.
I have to admit, though, that garlic isn't deadly with you.
No, it's not.
I don't know why.
Because there's not that much. It's just a hint.
Oh, okay.
That was the crowning touch to an awful day for me.
I need a rim shot for that. There we go. Okay, well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Moretti's. 220 North Randall Road, Lake in the Hills, 60156. The phone number is 847-854-7220. The website is www.morettisrestaurants.com. Directions, take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road East to Randall Road North to Restaurant. Estimated travel time now that everything should be done is 18 minutes.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM radio dial.
Or we put you in WHRU.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. And you will notice you are always last. In WHRU.
Mm-hmm. That's not nice.
Uh-huh.
So, my love.
Yes.
Did we get any letters this week?
Yes, we did.
No crickets?
No crickets.
Yay.
We actually got some letters.
You've got some mail.
Thank you, 101 Singers. They do a great job, don't they?
They do.
Okay, they can leave. I got donuts out there for you. Don't worry. Don't all rush out. Yes, we did. We got a letter from Lori, and she told us about Regions Restaurant in Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the website for this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I looked, too. I took a little peeky-boo when you told me.
It's not really a low-priced restaurant.
No.
But the stuff that they have there looks awesome.
It does. Sounds awesome.
And what she told me, too, was They don't really serve bread at your table. They give you a basket of, you know how they take like Parmesan cheese and just fry it in a pan. It's all crunchy. Mm-hmm. And that's what they serve you. Mm. Now, the only problem with that is I would just sit there and eat that whole thing.
Well, she said they get two baskets usually.
But the stuff that they have sounds really, really good.
So we're going to have to splurge. We haven't splurged in a long, 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 long time.
No, no, no. There's some pent-up demand here. So, yes, we are going to go there. Definitely.
Hopefully it'll be our next or couple down the road reviews.
A couple down the road, sure. If you have any other suggestions, we love to hear about them. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Nancy's dancing around the studio with her fans and veils and all kinds of things. And boy, she's climbing up the side of the walls. And boy, oh boy, it's quite a sight.
I'm not climbing up walls. I'm too old for that.
Boy, oh boy. Anyway, she is our resident punographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to apologize for this segment beforehand because these puns some of them are good. Some of them are really, really, really groaners.
I don't think so.
Well, you guys be the judge. Here is our resident punographer with two pages of puns.
Look out, people. I'm ready. Buckle up.
Exactly.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Here we go.
I went to a buffet with my neighbor, who is a taxidermist.
You did?
Yeah, and after such a big meal, I was stuffed.
Oh. I'm not going to use a rim shot for all of these because it's too much, but every once in a while, really, really bad ones, I will put a couple sound effects. How's that?
They're not bad.
Okay, continue.
My company distributes gift box cashews, and my delivery guy drives me nuts. I get distracted by all the meats in the deli section. Must be my short attention span.
Where do you get these?
I gotta look. A bear walks into a restaurant and says, "Give me a burger and fries." Why the big pause?
Oh boy. No, no.
Ask the waitress. The bear shrugged and said, "I was born with them."
She paused between burger and fries. There was a pause.
Yeah, his pause. Mm-hmm. You don't have to explain my puns. I think they explain themselves nicely.
No, I think that one has to be explained, I think.
There was a sale at the fish market today.
What was it?
I went to see what the catch was.
Jeez.
It's very rare to find a steak well done by a medium.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yesterday, my fridge thought it was a microwave, so we got into a heated fight. But we're cool now.
No, 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 no.
Okay,
you want that? Okay, here we go. You got it. Okay.
Have you ever tried to eat a clock? It's very time-consuming. When the cannibal showed up late to the luncheon, they gave him the cold shoulder.
I actually like that one.
That's a good one.
I actually like that one.
Donut, take us lightly.
I don't like that one.
I hope you find inner peas.
I don't like that one.
Penne for your thoughts.
I kind of like that one.
This should sound bananas, but I find you appealing. I feels like you don't care at all.
Oh, I don't believe you said that.
I did. Don't go bake in my heart.
until you said that. So we're done with the first page. Huh?
Yes, we are.
Oh boy, I can
hardly
wait.
Aren't you just looking forward to more of these?
I'm looking forward to them.
Okay. Accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. Now I have Heinz sight. My local pub is literally 6 minutes from my house. Yet my house is a 56-minute walk back from my local pub. The difference is staggering. Jokes about German sausage are the worst. A soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran.
That's actually pretty good.
Isn't that cute? Yeah. This girl said she recognized me from the vegetarian club, but I'd never met her before.
Her before, get it, people. Her before.
You don't have to explain it. These people are not stupid. They know puns.
I know. These are stupid puns.
Class trip to the Coca-Cola factory.
Really?
I hope there's no pop quiz. A clock goes back 4 seconds when it's hungry.
Oh, no. Clock goes back for a second. Oh, I got it. Took me a while on that one. I got it.
It took me when I saw it, too, the first time. I visited a monastery, and as I walked past the kitchen, I saw a man frying chips.
No, I know it's coming.
I asked him, are you the friar? He replied, no, I'm the chipmunk.
No.
Somebody just threw a bottle of omega-3 capsules at me. I only have super fish oil injuries, but I'm lucky I wasn't krilled.
Oh, no.
I think that was wonderful.
There was a double one in there. That was that's pretty hard to do, so I give you credit for that.
I relished the fact that you mustered the strength to catch up to me. I decided that becoming a vegetarian was a missed step. Steak.
There's, what, three of them in there?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I did that wrong.
Nobody can tell.
No. Let's
do it again. Take two.
Okay. There are two different ones.
Yeah. Oh, there's two different ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Hear me? Let me start again.
Yeah, you don't want to waste them all in one shot. Okay. Try it again.
I relished the fact that you mustered the strength to catch up to me.
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
That's wonderful.
I decided that becoming a vegetarian was a missed steak.
Now it sounds better.
Old colanders never die. They just can't take the strain anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. When making butter, there is little margarine for error.
No.
All I can say is to everyone out there, thanks for putting up with me. Thank you, my audience who loves puns.
Yes, they used to love puns, I think.
These are very good ones, dear. I wouldn't, I got them from some friends who emailed me.
Really? No kidding.
No kidding.
I just assumed you had to scour the internet.
Well, I did that too, because I didn't get all of these from a friend, but yeah, I got a lot of them from my friends.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
All right, we're going to end our show today with, like I said, the great song by the wonderful singer Dick Biondi, and it's on top of Old Pizza.
He's not really a wonderful singer, but it's a cute song. Enjoy.
On top of a pizza, all covered with cheese, I saw my first meatball till somebody
It rolled into the street.